Welcome to the Buddy Seat Podcast by Winfield United. I'm your host, Aaron Willenberg, and we're going to jump into the buddy seat with industry experts and talk about all things agriculture. Grab a coffee and maybe some snacks, and let's get rolling. On today's episode, we're going to be a little bit less technical and talk about mental health in agriculture. Today, we're joined by Regan Wildeman, Marketing Director with Winfield United Canada, and Jordan Brisebois with FMC. Welcome, you guys, to the buddy seat.
Hey, thanks for having me, Aaron. I'm pumped to be here. Pretty exciting, my first podcast experience. I think this can be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Aaron, and I'm really excited to be here, too.
Right on. All right. So as I mentioned, today we're going to dive into the topic of mental health in the ag industry. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Winfield United recently held its first Journey for Do More Ag 5K run, walk, whatever you want to call it. And the purpose was to raise awareness around mental health in agriculture and support Do More Ag. And for those who don't know, Do More Ag is a not-for-profit organization focusing on mental health in ag right across Canada. And I'm really excited to explore this topic a bit more since it's receiving more and more attention all the time and the conversation is really growing. So let's start with you, Regan. Can you give us a bit of a background on how this amazing event, the Journey for Do More Ag 5K, started?
Yeah, you bet. You know, it all started, I think, just out of a creative discussion we were having as a team when we were thinking about sort of this sense of heaviness that we were feeling amongst our team. And, you know, people were tired, many feeling overwhelmed, and we were really in a state of languish after a year of isolation and unknowing with all the chaos of a global pandemic. And at the same time, we were starting to hear from supplier partners and retail customers that they were feeling that same heaviness within their own teams. So while it was good to know we weren't the only ones, we also realized that it was an opportunity for Winfield United to really step up and help. So we used our superpowers of connection, community, creativity, and responsiveness to come up with a collective solution to support our teams, our partners, and our peers. And after a bit of brainstorming, we decided a virtual 5K walk-run challenge was a good idea, a way to get folks moving and get them an excuse to get outside as the temperature started to improve this spring, and just get some sunshine onto their face after a day of being on Zoom. And, you know, having a goal to work towards is always positive for our mental health. So to inspire even more participation, we decided to include the Do More Ag Foundation as a fundraising effort, as we recognize the important conversation that they've started about the mental health crisis in the ag community, and we wanted to do our part to support.
Oh, that's awesome. It was so fun to be part of the Journey 5K and really to be part of this community. It took off on Twitter and everyone was really engaged and encouraging each other to, you know, up their walk speed or, you know, just be part of the community. So it was great. And I really appreciated the opportunity to be part of it. And the ag industry, though, it is a stressful one, really, regardless of your role. And I want to focus in on mental health in ag. And I was doing some research before we recorded this, and I found that 58% or over half of farmers meet the criteria for anxiety, and over a third of producers meet the criteria for depression. And, you know, what's worse than that is that 40% of producers across Canada reported they'd feel uneasy about seeking professional help due to what other people might think. And that's really, those are really some alarming statistics to me. And, you know, we all work in the ag industry, Regan, and so why do you think it's important to keep the conversation around mental health and ag going?
Yeah, I think you touched on a lot of it. There's a real stigma, and you know, our community of ag industry peers is built on resilience and grit and just a just do it attitude and find a way and putting in the long hours and really grinding it out. And I think that while that is part of the success of agriculture and that secret sauce, that character that defines our industry, it can also very quickly become our undoing. And I think, you know, when I look at, you know, rural Canada and where farming happens, it's often geographically in isolation. But I think increasingly, you know, the you know, the fact that people are just working alone more often. You know, as technology has improved, it means less people on the farm and more opportunity to virtually connect, but there's no real connection there. And so I think it's really important that we continue to have the conversation and create opportunities for people to feel like it's safe to reach out for help or ask for help when they need it.
Right on. Well, let's get Jordan to weigh in here. Do you have anything to add, Jordan, on why it's important to keep the conversation around mental health and ag going?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was just going to comment, you know, as you introduced the Do More Ag Foundation, when you guys invited us to be a part of this as, you know, as FMC or just, you know, people in agriculture, I thought, let's do a little digging here and let's really understand, you know, the Do More Agriculture Foundation. And one thing that really jumped off the page for me was when I went to the webpage, the very first thing you see on that webpage is it says, Do More, help us champion the mental well-being of all Canadian producers. And then bam, there's a resources button. And I thought, if that doesn't define exactly what this is about, you know, what does, right? You go there, you're obviously in a place where you want to understand the program, but you want to go there to maybe, you know, to help yourself or others. And the resources are right there on page one. So I think, you know, that part of the conversation that Do More Ag has opened up is really important. And Regan, you made a bunch of really great points. I mean, I work in agriculture. I don't work on the farm all that much, but you start to think about, you know, the isolation in general people have gone through, let's say in the last 14 months, but then you tack on what farmers go through on a daily basis where, you know, they're in a, let's say an implement all day and sort of stuck in your own thoughts or, you know, worrying about the next step or maybe a mistake you've made in the past. And, you know, there's opportunities there for your mind to really, you know, get racing and take you to places maybe you don't want it to go. And so I think a big part of that, to your point, is just being able to, number one, have those resources. Number two, build an environment where people are comfortable to talk about these types of things and that, you know, really at some point in everyone's life, they go through these types of challenges. You know, again, I think about whether you're a sales rep, a producer, you know, you work with a manufacturer or a wholesaler. I think a lot of those challenges, we might have them in different manners, but they're similar. So yeah, I thought you made some really, really great points on that.
Yeah, that's totally true. The agriculture industry can be a really isolating one. That's for sure. So I guess, Regan, would you say kind of over the past few years, have you seen a shift in how mental health and agriculture is talked about or discussed?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, Erin, it's been really encouraging to see that, you know, in particular, the foundation of Do More Ag was put together because there was a real crisis happening with, you know, record high farm suicide rates and the stats you shared at the beginning. You know, I think we've started that important conversation and we've had some brave folks talk about their personal struggles and it's helped others feel like they're not alone in how they feel on the tough days, weeks, or even months. And so I think there is still more talking to do, certainly more listening and more learning to get our ag community to a healthier place. But the conversation has started, and I think that's an important first step.
Yeah, right on. Jordan, what about you? Do you want to weigh in there?
Yeah, I think, again, Regan makes a lot of really great points. I think one of the added benefits to this discussion in agriculture in particular, opening up and, you know, enabling and empowering people, you know, within agriculture to open up is that spills into other parts of their lives as well. So, you know, you either recognize the signs if someone is struggling or, you know, they're more in tune with that sort of emotional and mental IQ, I would say. So, you know, if there's a person who's struggling and they happen to be a producer, well, that person may also be, you know, president of their minor hockey association. And, you know, they're able to take some of those things that they've seen as a result of, you know, Do More Ag and opening up that conversation and then bring it to people who maybe aren't within agriculture and spread that outwards. And I think, you know, that's a truly added benefit to this, you know, more open conversation that, you know, that people are seeing again within agriculture, but as it spills into other sectors that ag is connected to. Obviously, Saskatchewan is such a, you know, relies heavily on the agriculture economy. So you can imagine that as it relates to mental health, it spills into other places. And I think that's truly a wonderful thing for, you know, not only for the people within agriculture, but for those that might be impacted outside of it.
Oh, that's such a great point. And it is super important to keep the awareness going and to really keep talking about it. And, you know, I know for me, when it comes to my own mental health and seeing where I'm at, I always like to, you know, power through and avoid talking about my feelings. I'd rather be the person that supports my team. But then when you end up feeling overwhelmed, you can't help anyone and you can't be that support that you wanted to be. So, you know, I know for me, if you can find a colleague or a trusted friend that you can talk to and reach out to, you always feel better at the end. Like, you might not have wanted to have that conversation or start the conversation, but you sure feel better at the end, or that's how I feel anyhow. So Regan and Jordan, what are some of the ways you check in on your mental health throughout the year? And do you have any tips for how you talk about it when you find yourself in a challenging situation?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, from my own personal experience, I mean, I've struggled with anxiety and at times depression, and I've had to adopt a bunch of different tactics to stay healthy. And a big one for me is sleep. And I know I need a quality 8 hours of sleep each night to feel my best the next day. So it's not just, you know, making sure I get 8 hours, but it's 8 hours of really good quality sleep that makes the difference for me. And so I have adopted a pretty rigorous and disciplined sleep hygiene or sleep routine to make sure that it's quality sleep. And the other part for me is exercise. It's just so important for me. I like getting up early in the morning so I can be at the gym or on the trail. And that way it just allows me to get it in, do something for myself, you know, really kind of set the day before the busyness and the craziness of whatever is going to come at me sort of takes the day away from me. And then I think, you know, I also can recognize when the warning signs or the check engine light is starting to come on. And for me, when that happens, you know I need to talk about it. And so I, you know, oftentimes will reach out to a dear friend, people I really trust, or family. But at other times it's been, you know, a therapist that's helped me sort of work through, you know, whatever issues I'm having, and then give me some skills to deal with that anxiety before it gets out of control and really kind of leads to a depressive episode. So those are some of the things that I found really helpful.
Awesome. What about you, Jordan?
Well, there's a laundry list of things that I like to do to, you know, either somewhat distract myself, you know, or at least keep myself on the, you know, on the right track. I would agree with Regan. Routine is pretty important for that. So I wake up every morning around 5 o'clock and I make the kids lunches and, you know, I get that out of the way and make sure that, you know, their day is ready to go. I've got two boys. And so that for me allows me the time afterwards to do other things in my day. I don't like to start the day out, you know, screaming at kids, "Hey, come on, hurry up, let's go, pack your stuff, get your lunches going, boys, like get out the door." You know, it doesn't help my professional life if I have to start my personal life in disarray with my kids. You know, I don't like them leaving and being mad at me, and then they're in a bad mood at school. So it's important, you know, pack their lunches, have them ready to go for the day. That routine part for me is pretty important. And then normally what I do is I catch the sports highlights, as you can imagine. I like to keep track of what's gone on. And so I do that, flip through Twitter and, you know, give some of my compadres on Twitter a hard time, whether it's, you know, old Mike Gerhardt or, you know, whatever I have to do to kind of give myself some levity. And then I run every day. So when this came up, the 5K, the journey for Do More Egg, I thought, well, this is a natural extension for me, because normally what I do is head out, grab some fresh air, you know, get the day started, have my body do some work. I know I'm going to be sitting in a chair all day long on Zoom calls. So I like to start the day knowing I've at least gotten my big butt out of bed. So that's another key thing. The other, you know, little trick that I, not necessarily a trick, but obviously I'm really involved in hockey. And sometimes when I have a tough day where, you know, things just haven't worked out, or, you know, plans didn't go quite as, you know, I would like to see them go, I put down my job for a minute and maybe I phone a friend that, you know, I want to talk hockey with, or, you know, really just to give myself that balance so that I can manage some of those negative feelings. And, you know, hockey is a place for me and sports in general that has always given me that sort of peace. So I like to, you know, sometimes it'll be the middle of the day, sometimes it's at the end of the day. You know, but I do, if I'm feeling that crunch, you know, I do that. You know, the other thing that I think, not necessarily for my own mental health, but you know, there are certain times of the year where obviously pressure is up, let's say particularly on growers, or, you know, I like to just, and if I've had a great day, is to phone one of them or phone a friend and just see how they're doing. And most of the time it's just a call and visit, but sometimes you just, you're checking in. Hey, how are things going out there? Connect myself with the ground and really understand, you know, what they're going through. And then you never know where those conversations go after that. So I think, you know, again, that's sort of a laundry list of things that I like to do. And the other one is I really am tapped into what my wife goes through on a day-to-day basis. She's a registered nurse. She actually runs the hospital here in Gravelburg as a director. And so I really like to be tapped into what she's going through. So that's a really good thing for us too. We debrief and communicate well at the end of the day to understand, you know, how's your day going? And in a lot of cases in the last 14 months for her, it's been challenging. And so knowing that I can be there to visit and chat through that with her, you know, helps me as well. So I think it was kind of a two-way street with that piece. So I would say that probably, you know, that covers most of what I really like to do. I think, you know, again, eat right, routine, be healthy. That contributes to your mental well-being as much as anything.
Yeah, you guys, those are great tips. You know, we said at the intro that this is sometimes difficult to talk about, but you guys are doing awesome here. I appreciate you guys sharing your tips and your personal stories. This is great. I'll be trying to adopt some of your tips. I really appreciate it. So, you know, we're moving now into a very busy time for agriculture. Of course, seeding and the growing season and harvest, sometimes it never ends. Is there any advice you'd like to give to those in the ag industry to help with starting a conversation around mental health if they think someone maybe needs help? Regan, what do you think?
I think my advice would be just to reframe that voice in your head that says, toughen up, or only the weak people struggle, because that's simply not true. I mean, it's your own mind sort of lying to you. And I think there's lots of high performers that struggle, and that sort of high vibrational energy is what makes them great, but when left unchecked can also become our undoing. So, and if you're not sure how to start a conversation, you know, I think checking out the domore.ag site for, you know, ideas, or, you know, of just even how to start the conversation, or as Jordan suggested, just call and say, hey man, I'm checking in. How are you doing? You know, if you see someone struggling, sometimes that's all it takes, is just the, you know, reaching out. And obviously your doctor is a great resource. If you're really feeling like, man, I need help and I don't know where to go, you can talk to your doctor in confidence. And certainly within sort of general practitioners, you're seeing a much better equipped sort of resource set that they have to help with this mental health sort of diagnosis and support.
Totally. Jordan, what about you? Anything to add there?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, Regan, you should let me go first one of these times. You take all the good ideas. I would certainly echo what Regan says. When I look at it, it really is about reframing that conversation or that thought in your mind about, you know, hey, is this something a lot of people go through? Or, you know, you have to really take it upon yourself to say, okay, what do I need to do? And for everyone, that's different, right? For me, it's to pick up the phone and chat with someone. For others, it might be more, let's say, more of an introvert approach where, okay, I'm going to seek out information and I'm going to go online and I'm going to go to domore.ag and check out their resources. And I think it's a little bit different for everybody, but I think the important part for anyone to sort of understand that is in your mind, you have to, you know, take a look at that and say, okay, I want to reach out. I need help. And help for everybody is a little bit different. I think if you can get to that spot and to that frame of mind, that will be challenge number one. Once you sort of climb that mountain, you know, then you can start to go down the other side, right?
So Jordan, as we look a bit farther into the future, do you have any thoughts on what you'd like to see happen around the mental health conversation in ag?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. So now I get to go first. Sure. Give me the tough one. I think when I think about this, I would really like to see more of that peer-to-peer conversation happen. I've seen some great stories online, people sharing their experiences, let's say more broadly, on Twitter or Facebook. And I think those are awesome, really wonderful to hear that sharing. But think I'd like to see more of that back and forth, whether it's between, you know, producers or let's say people, you know, that work for a manufacturer or a wholesaler or a retailer. And I think I'd like to see more of that back and forth and more of that peer-to-peer support happen. Because I think, you know, that stigma around mental health is slowly disappearing. I think if we can really have that next level of conversation, that would be really impactful for, you know, anybody who's going through those challenges, or even for someone who's maybe not going through those challenges, but to help understand what those challenges are like. And that, you know, more of a holistic approach with that, really that peer-driven conversation, I think would help quite a bit.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great idea. And how about you, Regan? Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just getting started with this conversation, and awareness of the issue is growing, as are the resources that are becoming available to people in agriculture in particular. And I'd love to see us keep talking and taking steps towards creating healthier mindsets. And Winfield also wants to keep the conversation going with our journey for Do More Ag. And today we're officially announcing the return of the event for 2022. We're super excited to host the event, and we have a few new ideas up our sleeves for it. So stay tuned and watch for more details on next year's event.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, kudos to Winfield United, to our retail partners, to our manufacturer partners, everyone who was involved. You know, you helped us raise awareness and around the importance of talking about mental health in ag. And, you know, we really do need to make it a priority. So thank you guys.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for obviously including us as part of that conversation. I really enjoyed it. Obviously got online on Twitter, and I think we had a few hashtags trending. You know, I think we had some fun with it. I think next year, you know, it was a great launch. You guys did unbelievable job of creating awareness around this. And, you know, the pictures on, you know, the race week kind of told the tale. It was lots of smiling faces, people getting out with their families. You know, the conversation around mental health and ag really as the centerpiece of that. Hats off to you guys. This is a wonderful, wonderful cause, and I'll happily be involved next year.
Oh, that's so great to hear, Jordan. And thanks for the kind words. I know as a marketing team and more broadly our Winfield United Canada team, you know, our dreams kind of came true with the event, because while it was virtual, it certainly felt like we were a big community and that we were really well connected, especially that sort of what I'll call event weekend. So I think it accomplished what we set out to accomplish, which was start the conversation around mental health and ag, connect with one another, support each other, and really ahead of a really important time for us, which is, you know, getting into the growing season. So appreciate your comments. And certainly we felt like it was a real rousing success and can't wait for next year.
Right on. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you both again for riding along with me in the buddy seat. We've had some great conversations today on mental health, and I know it's certainly not the easiest thing to talk about, but I encourage anyone who is looking for more information on mental health and agriculture to visit Do More Ag online. Or if you're struggling, reach out. It is okay not to be okay. Let's all try to talk more, to ask more, and listen more. Jordan and Regan, thank you so much for letting me ride along today. This is Erin Willenberg, signing off from the buddy seat. Over and out.